Welcome this morning, everyone. It's wonderful to meet with you and enter into this secret holy place. I am so grateful for the opportunity to talk about the devotional woman and creating with our potent devotional template. In today's training, I'm hoping to move you through different aspects as it relates to the understanding around your lover priestess energy, and to enter into a deeper awareness around this, where you are mapping your devotional heart, your devotional energy, your spirit of devotion, and moving this deeper and deeper into the heart of God. I am so very thankful because as we enter into this space this morning, into this offering of this beautiful space that we are in, we're moving into a place where we are desiring to create with God in the holy chambers. We're desiring to create with God in the secret place. We're desiring to create with God in the holies of holies. And in order to do that, it requires a sacrificial offering. It requires an entering in. And so therefore, this is why I decided that I was going to have this workshop and this call here today at 5 a.m. in the morning. So the fact that there are so many of you that are here and that's present at 5 a.m. in the morning, and also whatever time it is on your time zone, I honor that for you because it really speaks about a heart that is willing to go all the way with God. You know, when I decided that I was going to recode my devotional template, I entered into a place that was in the beyond. And this is a place that you want to also enter in as it relates to recoding your devotional heart, recoding your devotional energy. As you become a woman who's choosing to activate and express and also experience many things in your life, you're going to have to allow for yourself to tap into this place of the beyond that is really a place that is where you create the potent power of your divine feminine energy. And so when I entered into a place in the beyond, I began to see things happen in my life in a powerful and profound way. I mean, I was ready to go all the way with God. And I'm sure many of you, you're probably really spiritual. You probably have been on a spiritual journey for a long time. But there is another space, an additional level, an inner cord energy that I actually did not tap into, although I was very spiritual and although I was very much into my spirituality. Now, when I began to source that energy, when I began to say yes, God, in a way that I've never said yes, God, before, I began to see profound shifts happen in my life in an extraordinary way. So there's a very big difference between being spiritual and then a yes, God energy that allows for you to enter into the holies of holies with God. It's a very big difference between being spiritual and doing spiritual practices and doing chants and doing, clearings and staging your house and then entering into the beyond with God. The beyond with God is a place that is going yonder. It is a place where you're going to say that, God, I want all of you to dwell in me. I want your holy presence to fill me. I want your spirit to move me. I want to seek your face. I want to seek your heart. I want to seek your way. And I don't want anything else but that. So when you're choosing to go into the beyond, you're going to now enter into a sacrificial offering. And a 5 a.m. space, for example, what we're creating and cultivating right now is an example of that. You're going to find that as you cultivate a chamber experience, it's going to allow for you to remap your devotional energy and remap your sacred vow into the correct principle as it relates to connecting with the immortal king, the very principle that gave you your devotion in the first place. So let's go to the place that many women find themselves in. And I found myself in this place where I was always devastated by devotion. I want you to write that out, actually, the devastation, right, that many of us experience by devotion. So as a woman that is along the lover-priestess energy, along the lover-priestess line, you feel called to devotion, and you have an impulse of devotion that is within you. That impulse of devotion is often something that we are programmed to give, like Cinderella, to the so-called prince. And many women, probably you can relate to this, that you've met that knight in shining armor potential that turned into a dark prince. It turned into a nightmare for you. It felt like it was an amazing experience at first, an amazing soul connection at first, or maybe even you're in a marriage with a man that you've given your devotion to or you made a vow with. And at first it felt like it was this magical thing, only to turn out where you feel like you're begging, where you feel like you're starving, where you feel like you're aching, where you feel like you are longing to be cherished, longing to be ravished, longing to be adored, and you are aching within yourself, trying to seek devotion from that man, trying to get his commitment, trying to get him to give you more attention, trying to get him to have more presence. And it feels like no matter how much you try, and how much you've tried before, it just feels like you cannot be met at the deepest soul, heart level with regards to your devotion. And I'm sure many of you have encountered that, and you're wondering, why is that? Why is it that I have such a deep heart to give my devotion? Why is it that I have a deep heart to be in this submission? Why is it that I have a deep soul ache to give my devotion to this man that I deeply love, but I'm not getting the return with my devotion back to me? Well, this is because most women have been programmed along the fantasy around devotion. And most women have been programmed around the Cinderella energy around devotion. And this fantasy of devotion and this Cinderella of devotion is often where we are mapping our devotional energy towards the wrong space. And I call this the false gods, right? We're giving our devotion and we're giving our worship to the false god and or the fallen energy of the mortal. Now, you were not coded within your consciousness to give your devotion as primary to a mortal energy. You were not coded as primary to give your devotion to a false god. And so therefore, the giving up of your devotion, your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, and your breath, and your bread, and your everything as a pattern to men or to that man is because you have a broken devotional template that needs to be restored. Once you begin to understand that your ache within you is because you are mapping your devotional energy in the wrong way and along the wrong path and not the correct path, and trying to source your devotion on the outside of yourself, everything is going to begin to make sense. Once you begin to understand that perhaps if you can recognize the signature energy within you of having a very deep, potent desire to give devotion where it is from the deepest part of your soul, where it's from the deepest part of your being, where it's from the life force energy that's emanating in you, once you begin to recognize that as a signature energy, then you're probably going to then become aware that you are from the lover priestess lineage, that your heart was always made to serve in a way where you are serving the correct principle. And at one time or another, your devotional energy was wired to serve in a false and or fallen system. So most lover priestess women often find themselves actually mapping their devotional template and giving their energy to mortals, to the lower form, as it relates to how they're creating with their devotion. And many women go through years doing that because, once again, you have an impulse of devotion that was given to you as a code of devotion. So another word I want you to write out is the code of devotion. You have a code of devotion that is given to you as primary, and this code of devotion is given to you by the immortal principle of the king. Now, if you keep giving your devotion over to the lower principle, of course you're going to feel a disassociation with your devotion and a very potent disconnect with your devotion. I have gone through that for years in my life. And I did not understand it. It is because I have a lover priestess template and a code of devotion that is given to me by the higher principle or the immortal king. And that when I return that back in the correct way, everything else in my life felt like it was working better. So I want you once again to write out the word, the code of devotion. That is something that is coded in you as a lover priestess. This code of devotion was never meant to be given to a lower principle. This code of devotion was always meant to be given to the high principle of the immortal king. And so if you keep giving it to the mortal, if you keep giving it to the man, if you keep trying to get your man to do this XYZ, if you're trying to get the twin flame and or the soul connection to work, what you're going to find is a bleed. And I want you to hear me well. You will find that there's a bleed in your system, and you will find that your system feels like it is collapsing all over the place because you are now collapsing your code of devotion. And then a lot of women then end up in the obsession template, right? So these are the shadows of devotion, the obsession template, the codependency, the martyr, the griever energy, the weeper energy. Sometimes it gets very dark and it gets into the Jezebel spirit that wants to cut a man's balls off and emasculate him because she's not getting what she wants. So if your code of devotion is not aligned and reconnected back to the correct principle, you're going to find that you're creating with the shadows of devotion, like the longing and the aching and the obsessing and the neediness and the groveling and the begging. And it's like you're not filled. No matter what you do and no matter what you give, it's not enough for this man. And oftentimes many women recognize that, like, I give and I give and I give. I give my all, and no matter how much I give, it's like I don't get what I want in return. It's because of the bleed within you. So when you are now in that fractured energy around your devotional energy and your devotional map and around your code of devotion, you're going to find that the lower aspects of yourself, the false feminine aspects of yourself and or the fallen feminine aspects of yourself begins to now play itself out. Like the wounded girl energy begins to play herself out. The wounded princess energy begins to play herself out. And that wounded girl is going to give and give and give and bleed and bleed and bleed. That wounded girl is going to give and give and give and spill and spill and spill. That wounded girl is going to give and give and give and chase shadows on a wall, like she is chasing something and forever chasing something that she's never getting back in return. Now, if you resonate with that, say I, and feel free to share back with me if you resonate with that. A lot of people that are mapped with the lover priestess energy can resonate with that in a very powerful way. So as it relates to the process around your devotional energy and your devotional map, you want to allow for yourself to return back to the correct principle. You want to recode your devotion, and to recode your devotion means that you're going to enter into a covenant and renew your covenant agreement with God. So when you renew your covenant agreement with God, you now renew your covenant code. And when you renew your covenant code, then you're able to receive your covenant code from the master builder. Essentially, you want it to be that the covenant that you are now activating within your spirit and within yourself and within your life is a code that gets moved into men by God, not by your strength, not by your might, and not by your will. You want the covenant to move into the man that you love from the Spirit of God. That's the correct principle. You don't want to have to work and work and work at trying to get devotion from him. You want to actually give your devotion to God, and then you want the Spirit of God to unlock the codes and the Spirit of God as the master builder to move the correct code of devotion in that man and activate that man towards his devotional heart to you. That's the correct principle. So as you go back into remapping your devotional heart in the correct way, as you go back into re-engaging yourself back into coming into your covenant code, your agreement with God, as you go into now restoring your devotional heart, you're going to see that the way your devotional energy expresses itself in your physical reality is going to change. As a matter of fact, there is a requirement from women that are along the lover priestess path. And that requirement is that you're going to now come into that sacrificial chamber. You're going to come back into that holy place. You are going to return back into that very place, the signature energy that is within you that anchored your devotion in the first place. Now, if you are struggling with your devotion, if you're struggling with going back into that place with God, that's understandable. And the fact that you're here, it's wonderful because you're here to meet God in a different way. Truly, to receive the devotion that you want to receive in your life, you'll need to learn how to meet God in a different way. You'll need to learn how to meet God in a higher way. You'll need to learn how to see God in a potent way. It must change within yourself if you want it to change outside yourself. If you want to see the expression of devotion change outside yourself, then you must meet God in a different way. It must be something within you that has to change in order for that thing outside yourself change. Now, change is something that is hard for humans. I struggled with change myself. I've battled with change myself. But if you want to really experience the benefit and or the devotion that you want to have outside yourself, it is going to require something from you. It is going to require something different from you. It is going to require this next level from you. It's going to require you now deciding that I am going to go all the way with God. I'm not going to go halfway anymore. And a lot of the shadow energies of the lover priestess is that she goes halfway with regards to how she now creates with God as her primary space of her code of devotion. And then she tends to go all the way with a man. What you want to do is that you want to change that. You want to turn it around. You want to turn it around where you flip it to going all the way with God so that you're able to now correct your devotional heart. You're able to go back into understanding and also meeting back and also recoding yourself back into your sacred vow. Once you begin to recode yourself back towards your sacred vow principle, and then you receive your new code of devotion, and then you're activated in that place, you're going to find that the harmony that you want outside yourself begins to change. It begins to shift. Because as within, so without is based on the law of correspondence. And so if you have a tendency to keep giving your devotion to people, not only to men, because a lot of women that are along the lover priestess also have a very deep people-pleasing shadow because she wants to get love from people. The people-pleasing shadow is a big shadow that if you are wired in that, then it's time to break that. It's time to break through that. It's time to get your breakthrough by entering into a different space with your devotional heart, by entering into a different space with your devotional energy, by recoding your devotion in a potent way. So if you find that that impulse that you have within yourself, that heart energy, that beautiful glow within your heart has been crushed over and over and over again, almost like it's been trampled on, almost like it is being like a careless trampled upon your heart around giving your devotion, almost as though you have given all of yourself over only to receive very little in return, then what you want to do is that you want to learn how to activate your devotional heart and to learn how to come back into that place where you become a woman who then becomes a heart energy that goes all the way with God. You want to go all the way. You want to get into your radical devotional energy. You want to activate the sacred devotion within you in a potent way. You want to begin to recode the Spirit of God so that the Spirit of God now dwells in you, that lives in you, that holds you together. So when you feel as though, once again, you're giving your devotion over to a man and then it collapses because you're not entering into that place where you're held together by the power and the Spirit of God, you want to now recode that into now having a sacred container within yourself so that when you are giving your devotion, it actually gives you the divine knowledge and the wisdom to know who do I give my devotion to? How do I give my devotion? And it's not only, once again, with regards to just men. It could be anything. For example, the way you are in devotion to your family and or to your friends and or to your business. The way your devotion to creating with your energy of providing for yourself, you will find that as you recode your devotion, an example of that is that money is going to flow in your life in a different way when your codes of devotion is aligned in the correct principle. You're going to find that as you become a woman that wants to create from the throne room, that money is going to flow from the throne of God. You want your money and your energy and your spirit to flow from the throne of God, not you aching, trying, toiling, working, and stressing yourself out and feeling like you're banging your head against the wall one more time and that you've just had enough. So I want to invite you into this place where 2020 becomes the year where you receive a double portion because you're going to enter into your devotion in a very potent way. I'm going to be doing a workshop from August the 24th to August the 30th, and it is going to require women who are serious about their devotion because it's going to be for 7 nights, and actually I'm going to do it at midnight. Now, midnight is another breakthrough energetic portal, just like 5 a.m. And I'm going to teach you through transmission 7 principles around devotion, holy activation, heart purification, sacred sanctification, divine submission, living transformation, loving dedication, and then entering into sacred inner union. So in order to allow for yourself to experience the unified state outside yourself, you're going to have to remap your devotional template around your sacred inner union and learn how to recode your devotion to the correct principle and return your sacred vow to the king. A lot of times the ache that you're feeling is really about the fact that you are disconnected from your devotion and you are so far from your devotion and your sacred vow towards the immortal king that that ache is like a message from your spirit that you are disconnected. When you're truly plugged into your devotion, that feeling of, for example, abandonment and like you are destroyed because you are giving your devotion to the wrong principle as primary is not there. When you're plugged in, you're going to be plugged into the wholeness of devotion. So I want to invite you to that wholeness of devotion, being plugged in once again, entering into that secret place with God once again, deciding that you're going to enter into the portal of devotion. You're going to access the power and the spirit of the miracles of God to flow in your life in a very, very potent way. Now, I want to open up the lines so that I can dialogue with you and have your questions answered. But once again, I'm going to teach a 7-day workshop from August the 24th to August the 30th, and it's going to be for 7 nights for women who are ready for radical devotion. If you're on the list, I'll send out the details, and you're going to get the details to learn how to sign up for this. I'm looking for women who are, yes, willing to go all the way with God this time. Willing to say, God, I'm not going to let you go until I am blessed. Willing to say, yes, I'm going to now give my heart in sacred devotion. This time, I'm going to forsake whatever it is that I keep doing, toiling and working for, to now seek the face of God, to now seek the heart of God, to now seek God in the holies of holies and in the holy chamber. That spirit of devotion as primary is building now your spiritual superpower. And I want to invite you into that place. I'm going to open up the line. So press *6 to unmute yourself. And let's share a little bit around your questions and perhaps even your experiences with regards to this whole devotional energy. Press *6 to unmute yourself.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Elva.
Hi. Wow, just very, very potent, everything that you've shared, Nicole. I just wanted to say, like, how much, like you say, when this is explained to you in this way about the broken devotional template, it just explains everything. It explains all of my seeking. It explains all of my addictive behaviors. It explains all of my workaholism. It explains everything that I have tried to devote myself to that never filled that ache.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. It explains when you said it explains your addictive behavior.
Yeah.
And thank you for opening up and being so vulnerable with that, because the addictive tendency is a part of the shadow aspect of the level priestess, you see? So keep going, keep sharing.
So for me, like, you explain the shadow of the devotional woman towards the man, right? And this love addiction type energy. For me, it didn't always present like that, but it did. I've always, and luckily in my life, because I'm a very driven person, I started into so many paths of business and different things quite early on, like when I was quite young. So I managed to try enough things in my life thinking this would be the thing. And realizing at now age 35 that none of those things were the thing, if that makes sense. And at this point in my life, I come across you, and you're the first person who explains that what's missing from my life is that my devotional template, I've been devoting it to every single damn thing except the Immortal King.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So for me, that's how I dealt with my broken devotional template, was always through addictive, like you say, addictive behaviors towards, mainly towards work, but also sometimes in alcohol, also sometimes in food, and sometimes in love as well. And it was always that ache of the devotion to God that was missing in my life. I was raised completely atheist. And in like Western society, I think that's, you know, that energy is quite common. And I was taught I don't need God.
Yeah. So the overworking, overfunctioning energy that many women have is a part of the shadow aspect of the lover priestess as well. You know, trying to be enough, trying to get enough, always trying to give above and beyond. So many women can relate to this, I'm sure, right?
Mm. Yeah.
The addiction to, for example, the perfectionist consciousness and or the addiction to overdoing, over-functioning, over-thinking. It's all a part of the shadow aspects of the lover priestess. She was actually created to rest. You see? She was created to receive and be in the rest.
Wow.
She was created to find that devotional space in God and be in the rest and allow for God to move on her behalf. Now, this doesn't mean that you do nothing. But you are going to move from the inspiration of the Spirit of God instead of moving from the strength and the might and the overworking and the power of who you think you want to have as this man and or what you think you want to have as this thing. You see? So
yeah.
A lot of times what happens for many women is that they're in a very inorganic devotional energy, and then they are bleeding, like I shared before. There are many aspects of themselves that feel torn and lost and split all over the place. It's absolutely devastating for many women. But
yeah,
there is hope around that. And the hope is to understand this entire map around your devotion. Once I understood this, everything in my life began changing. I've always had a very worshipful heart, right? You know, women like along the lover priestess, like we want to worship things. We want to give our hearts and our minds things. We want to give our all to things, right?
Yeah.
And so that worshipful heart that is in the hearts and souls of many along the path often gets redirected in the incorrect way. And so therefore, as you now come back into that spirit, actually to come back into your covenant, to come back into your agreement with God, and once again say to God, I am willing to go all the way this time. You see?
Yeah.
So thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're so welcome. Hi, Sidra. You're on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you
How
hear
are
me?
You? Yes.
I'm well.
I'm just here, like, so needing to hear this, just being through the process of giving too much energy to lower, and also, yeah, it's been going on for way too long. And I felt like I've been getting myself out of it, but not fully until I'm hearing this right now.
Wonderful. What resonated with you around this morning's share?
Sorry?
What resonated with you around this morning's share?
Just to go into the devotion fully, I'm feeling like I need a bit of help with that, in the sense of, yeah, my body has totally forgotten, my energy codes have totally forgotten that devotion doesn't go to other people. Mm-hmm. I'm an over-giver. I'm an over, everything. Everything to everybody else before God. That's what I've been doing my whole life. I feel like I'm highly programmed in that way.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. So the experience of overgiving and overfunctioning and people pleasing, it's like an addiction that's very hard to break. I've been there. My actual darker shadow was the overgiving and the overfunctioning, not really the people pleasing energy. So oftentimes women have this huge heart and they give, and then they deplete themselves from giving. Is that what your experience has been like?
Yeah, like when you said the word addiction then, I 100% feel like that's the right word. Definitely have grown up with addictive, like in the family, and then have an addictive personality as well. And what I didn't realize, even though I know it's a major issue, what I'm doing, is that it is an addiction. I feel like saying that is going to help start to clear this.
So the response to the addiction of devotion to the incorrect principles is often rejection.
Yeah.
Right? Well, when women are moving with the impulse of devotion and they keep giving and overgiving, oftentimes they are met with the deepest rejection, that they feel like drops inside of their heart and soul like a bomb. Right? I don't know how many people to that bomb experience. You feel like you are leveled, like you are absolutely, completely leveled to the ground after giving in a certain way. And then I remember I was in that space where I literally spent days in bed trying to recover because I was leveled to the ground energetically.
Yeah.
Right? So that it shows up in different ways as well. It shows up in our bodies. It shows up in our health. It shows up, like, for example, autoimmune issues, adrenal fatigue, right?
Yeah, I have autoimmune issues.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So it shows up in, like, chronic fatigue syndromes. It shows up in lots of different ways inside the body for many women, aches and pains and just different mental and emotional issues. Now, if you have your issues as it relates to your body and your health, please, visit your doctor, and your doctor is the correct person to give you advice on that. But I'm just sharing about the symptoms that can happen as it relates to a disconnection from your energetic body and being out of alignment within yourself, right? So the addictiveness and the tendency of that is literally wired as a false program in many women that have this hold of devotion. So that's what you're recognizing, Sidra?
Yes. I feel like, because like my diagnosis was chronic fatigue as well, that I've got to a point where with certain parts of it I can't heal, like, or aren't healing, and I feel like it is because of the overgiving, the, like, addiction, it's affected it's still affecting my health. So, yeah, I feel like today there's going to be a big change. Like, I feel like I'm getting the answers I need or the answers I've been looking for as to why it's still giving me some issues.
I'm so grateful to hear that.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to be here because I've been praying, like, what am I doing wrong still, or what am I still giving out? Because I am aware that autoimmune, we are affecting our immune system with no boundaries and affecting it with, yeah, but this part, I didn't realize how much until listening to your call I'm still giving. I thought I'd stopped, but I'm still, yeah, still doing it.
Yeah. Good to know that you're having that awareness and deepening into that. And oftentimes what happens is that the leaky boundaries causes the disconnection to take place in multiple ways, including our bodies. When a woman goes back into her code of devotion, she actually codes herself in a container that allows for herself to be in that space of immersion. When she's now in that immersion with God and the principles around that, then her life flow energy is very different. So you're going to find that as you deepen within your own devotion, my dear, your life flow energy is going to be very different.
Wow.
A lot of women, yeah. A lot of women often say to me, how do you have so much energy? Like, it's just like you do so much. It's because it's not my own strength. It's not my own energy. It's a life force energy that is moving through me from a very high principle. That life force energy, oftentimes what happens is that women and their emotional bodies, like if your emotional body, not just you, Sidra, but I'm sharing with all the women here, if your emotional body is filled up at least 80% with a false devotion that you give towards people and or a man, you're not going to have the capacity to create in your life in a certain way. That means a large percentage of your energy is given over in devotion in a way where it's draining you energetically. Now, a lot of women can feel the energy drain and the leak, but they don't know how to stop that. And then perhaps they might do practices here and there. To actually recode your devotion, it requires a ritualization of your energetic body. It's repatterning the signature energy of yourself as a lover priestess. And as you ritualize it, it begins to actually even affect your nervous system, like that achy, leaky, addictive energy, that sort of spiraling into that all the time. The anxiousness that comes from that begins to heal. Body begins to learn how to actually hold the spirit of devotion in it in the right way.
I can totally see how this can turn around now, and with what you said then about the ritualized, doing that kind of ritual instead of the, you know, the one I'm doing already will give me energy rather than take it.
Yeah, exactly. So the recording of devotion requires that ritualization of your energy. So when I wasn't serious about my devotion and I didn't get it, I would do like something over here and I would just consult, you know, this person over there, and I would just kind of like, you know, hopscotch all over the place, lacking direction, lacking discipline, lacking devotion. And I remember at times where I would hear the Spirit of God say to me, Nicole, sit down in one place. Stop being so busy. Stop being so busy with everything else. Because I was very busy with a lot of things that I was giving my devotion to and was not getting any result from that at all. So if you find that even in your life and in every way, whether it is how you relate to men, how you relate to others, how you relate to your money, if you find that you're busy, 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 and you're not getting results, it's because you need to sit down. You need to be on your knees before God. You need really to go all the way in a different way. Yeah.
Put me straight in the hall of God. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is amazing, Nicole. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You're so welcome, my dear.
It's kind of like I know there's things there. I know what I need to work on, but to actually speak to you and get right into it's gotten to the core of it. Like, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm happy to support that, and I'm happy that you're feeling the activation from that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, it's my desire to allow for that activation of your heart and your soul and your mind, the remembrance of that. See, there's a code energetically and a frequency that as I'm sharing, you're tapping into, that you know that you belong in the holies of holies with God. You know it.
Yeah.
You know that you were created to dwell in the inner courts and not the outer courts, being busy with everything else and living in lack, living in desperation, living in grasping, and always coming up for air. You know innately that's not your royal identity. Wonderful. I'm going to read off a few questions actually that were submitted from Trisha. Since a lot of us women have a strong devotional template and long to give our devotion to a worthy man, how do we reserve it for the correct man? How do we refrain from giving our devotion to those who do not deserve it? And also, how will we know when it is appropriate to give our devotion to a man? What are the signs that he is the right one to give it to? So here's my answer. The strong devotional template you have is a code within you from your lover, priestess, soul signature given to you by God. You will not know how to give devotion to a man nor choose a worthy man if your devotion is not connected to your principle, which is the immortal king. If you are creating with your correct principle, it will help you to anchor your devotional heart, and this signature energy often attracts the man who's worthy of your devotion. You know when it's appropriate when that man gives devotional energy to you and you are responding to his devotion, not trying to give devotion to him to get his love. Whenever you're mapping your devotion from only giving as primary or as a primary response, you are not in your correct devotional energy. All right, another question. Hi, Divine Nicole. My question is, I am always looking for true love. I'm trying to improve myself. I'm learning to be a queen so I can meet my divine masculine. I will be happy and crying for happiness, for union with my king. Do I have to wait to love until I see my king, or can I bring myself out to date and practice the love right now? So this is from Lee. And here's my answer. The act of always seeking for love is an impulse that is part of your true soul signature, but that love you seek is for the beloved. The love you seek is truly for the beloved. The seeking outside yourself for love is a distorted way to create with your deeper impulse, and that is where unhappiness is. The path of your first queen energy is for the beloved king. You do not wait for love, you become it. Then express it as you go out in the world and with men. Next question. Hi, Nicole. What, in your opinion, is the biggest obstacle in women not to be able to be devoted and committed? This is from Sanarika. The biggest obstacle is discipline. Let's be blunt. If a woman can get up for 5 a.m. sex, which, by the way, is simply divine, she can learn her devotional heart by rising at 5 a.m. in a devotional practice. Women must learn spiritual discipline, and that is what I'm desiring to assist women with in order for us to cultivate spiritual power. So without going back into your devotion and your code of devotion, you really won't have spiritual power. You'll find that the shadow aspects of yourself keep playing out over and over again, like a cycle, and then you're going to feel the devastation around that. I want to once again invite you into the workshop that I'm going to be teaching starting August the 24th to August the 30th, 7 nights to recode your devotion and get into that space of radical devotion. And it will be radical because it's going to be at midnight Pacific Standard Time. So we're going to go for about an hour or so.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, this is Loretta.
Hi, this is Alalee.
Hi. Alalee. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. I just saw Loretta show up in the chat box.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to thank you for everything that you've shared. And so much of it resonates so profoundly. One of the things that has come up for me recently as I've been shifting gears into deeper devotion, because I've been an overgiver and oversharer, the message that I received in my time in my sort of inner spaces, inner courts, has been to listen more and to be quiet. And it's been such a relief, actually. All of the directives that have come from that space of devotion have been such a counterbalance and a counterpoint, a healing and a restoration of this sort of, I'll put it like the years that the locusts have taken, that I've allowed to, you know, have taken. And as I was sharing some of this with actually my mother the other day, switching into a much deeper gear of or a space of releasing my residual addictions of depletion of mm-hmm. over functioning. She shared with me the little quote from The Sound of Music that says activity suggests a life of purpose. We were kind of, you know, unpacking and dismantling this idea of, you know, doing, suggesting purpose. And it isn't the busyness, you know, that gives the results. It's really going into that place where we can have the faith to wait for inspiration before we move. And so everything that you've shared is really this huge confirmation of that for me. It's just resonating so deeply, and I really can't thank you enough for your voice in this, particularly as I choose to rest my voice for a time.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm. The years that the locusts have eaten. that place of barrenness and famine, mm-hmm. right, that so many of us have found ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Almost as though we know on some level that we're not meant to live like that.
Exactly.
But a lot of times, I remember when I found myself in those places, I did not know how to get myself out of that. I was aware that I was not made for this barren place, but I did not know how do I get myself into the land that was filled with provision. It was not until I learned my devotional heart and a return back to that that I began experiencing the higher principles around that. So sharing from your heart is beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. And being here with you and so many women that are still here, it's just gorgeous to just be surrounded by such amazing sisters. And I feel very blessed, really.
I think we all do. We're so blessed by your devotion. It's actually the space that you hold, I think, that resonates so deeply with so many of us. It's not simply, you know, the beautiful words that, you know, you articulate these concepts so well. It's that the resonance happens because of your embodiment, and it's means so much. It's hard to express, actually, what it means. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mama. Mm-hmm. All right, wonderful. I want to share with you for another minute or so when I found myself in the deepest dungeon within my heart. I then began to cry out to God, and I remember one of the songs that began to rise from my spirit. I want to share it with you, actually. It's just about two lines or so, but it would be something that I curled up in my bed, crying out to God, allowing for my heart to be lifted up to God, for myself to come back into my devotional energy, because everything else on the outside was and felt so devastating and felt like no matter what I reached for, no matter how much I tried, and no matter how much I gave, it was just not enough. So I found myself in a place where I desired God so much, and one of the songs that rose from my heart is this. Until you bless me, until you bless me, I will not let you go until you bless me, until you bless me. Until you bless me, I will not let you go until you bless me. Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing this amazing space with me, and I'm looking forward to having you in the workshop. Have a beautiful, gorgeous, and blessed day.